USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it appears Democrats are more interested in using the stimulus negotiations to win seats in November than they are helping the people now.
The only reason I can see that Speaker Pelosi and the Democratic leader would sabotage negotiations is if, as some concluded when they killed police reform in June, they actually think bipartisan progress for the country would hurt their own political chances.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor. A hearing is taking place on Capitol Hill regarding counting illegal aliens in the upcoming census. John Yu is a law professor at the University of California, Berkeley. He says it's unimaginable that this has not been brought up before.
I expect that President Trump's choice here to not count illegal aliens in the enumeration of the census is going to get challenged right away.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
COVID-19 has car sales taking a hit last quarter. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The coronavirus pandemic that forced the closure of auto factories across the U.S. and around the world led to a second quarter loss for General Motors. The company announcing it took a loss of $806 million after factories were forced to close between March 18th and May 18th. The results were actually, though, better than investors had expected, as revenue compared to the same period last year was cut in half.
The victim of a deadly shark attack in Maine has been identified as a retired New York City fashion executive. Patrick Keeler of Maine's Department of Natural Resources says shark attacks like this are exceedingly rare. The woman was swimming close to Bailey Island on Monday when she was injured by the great white shark. Two kayakers rushed to her aid and brought her to shore, but she was pronounced dead at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is putting forward a plan aimed at helping folks recover economically from the coronavirus pandemic. That plan includes a refundable tax credit of up to $15,000 for families to buy their first home. The former vice president also says he wants to help small businesses out. Economic advisor to President Trump, Stephen Moore, reacts on Fox News to the Biden plan.
It is pure tax and spend, Steve. It's $2 trillion of tax increases. It increases on capital gains. It increases taxes on death taxes. It increases the payroll tax. I mean, come on, Robert. How do you revive the economy by taxing the very small businesses that create the jobs in the first place? I don't get that.
The Miami Marlins baseball season is being stalled by more than a dozen confirmed cases of COVID-19. Head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Brian Flores, says he's spoken to his players about making good decisions and being responsible.
I think they're going to have to make some sacrifices, you know, outside of the building and inside of the building. I think if we can do that, then look, we've done everything we can possibly do to try to limit the spread of this virus.
The NFL has canceled all preseason games, and the first regular season game of the NFL is set for September 10th. When the world champion Kansas City Chiefs will host the Houston Texans. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.